Welcome to Kinky Introverts, BDSM at home, with your host, Brian and Kitten.
On today's episode, we'll be looking at our new toy.
Shush! Or I'll close your other eyes! Hey! Do I need to bind your feet, sir? Migrate.
Monster.
Before we begin, please don't forget to visit kinkyintroverts.com, shop with us at etsy.com/shop/kinkyintroverts, support the show and get bonus episodes at patreon.com/kinkyintroverts, and check out our OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/kinkyintroverts. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So.
Yep. Explain
this.
Before we,
yeah. Okay, so we got with Kink Crate, and we do still need to see if we're doing affiliate marketing with them or what, so we're still waiting on hearing about that, but we got a Kink Crate, and we're going to open it, and we're going to talk about our toys, and we're going to play with our toys, and we got this a month ago.
Yeah, at least I would say.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've been holding on to it because we already had an episode lined up. Yeah, we had Doug's Paddle lined up, so we had to wait for this one.
We already had about our...
So now we're ready for this. So we are going to open up the Kink Crate, check out all the stuffs and whatnots. Bum-ba-da-bum. All right, you want to go through it?
Okay.
Oh, we got the Dom Crate.
Dom Crate. Okay.
So I'm supposed to beat him, basically, is how this is supposed to go. This is the crate for, because it's the Dom A, the feminine Dom crate, not the Domly Dom man crate or whatever. So I'm supposed to beat you.
All right. First thing's the blindfold. The blindingly blindfolded Kink Crate blindfold.
And it has little snappy things so you could snap the eye holes off so you can see or not see.
Definitely different. I never even thought of that as a thing with blindfolds.
Yeah, what if you could see out of one eye only?
Yeah, because we have ours that doesn't have that option.
Yeah, it's just
right?
A regular blindfold. This one you can put eye holes on or take eye holes off. I'm sure that could play
that
in some sort of...
That can serve a purpose, yeah.
Hey, it's not even my good eye.
Right.
Use it the best you can there, bucko.
Have you ever done the eye drops?
No.
That dilute the vision?
I don't tend to focus
on
my eyes.
No, not drops. The contact lens.
No.
You can do for sensory deprivation?
I've heard. We'll look into that. We'll start... With that one eye
made
hole.
Made me think of it.
Yeah. We'll see where we go from there. I'm not into having my senses deprived, though. I don't like it. So. Next up.
The Dominator Bridle. Rope.
This looks like cotton. Not nylon. Not jute.
Yeah, it's not
hemp.
Softish.
Cotton? I'm guessing cotton.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my guess.
I know there is...
10 feet?
Was it online that there was a breakdown of actually what comes in it?
Let me see. We have a postcard.
Oh! Right here. Cotton, you're right.
Boom!
All right, so the there's a handbook that comes with it.
All right.
And as soon as you open it up, the first thing, or the second thing, Soft cotton.
Where does it say that at?
Right here.
Oh, got it. Soft cotton of this brittle will ensure your submissive will be able to endure all the fun you have in store for them.
So, yep.
Does it say how long?
72
inches?
Yep, 6 foot.
Okay. I would have not put that in my math skills or not. Anyway. Next! Oh, all the... Next. Get the confetti off of it or whatever that is. Crinkly paper. Okay.
Next, we got the... Dominate silicone cuffs.
Silicone.
These do feel nice.
Yeah. I feel like it reminds me of like silicone spanker, you know?
Well.
Like I know it's a cuff, but I could just imagine getting smacked with it. I like those. I like those.
I do. I like these.
A lot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to do more with the... Just restraints in general. I definitely like manage being better. Yeah, we're opposites on that.
Yeah.
I manage life better if I'm at least restrained so I can
endure.
I can manage without punching you. You know what I mean? Like.
And I want to be able to punch, I guess, is my thing. Like.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd rather...
I could have punched the fuck out of you during these little fucking clothespins session.
You so, could have.
Some restraints might have been, you know, beneficial.
No, because then you'd just be just mad at me and restrained, and then I'd just be like, you're mad at me. I'm a sensitive soul. Yeah, so again, this is for me to use on you, so restraints work perfectly fine. What else? Oh, what is that? I already vote we're not using it, but what is it?
Really?
Yeah, I don't...
The Dominate ring.
It's a cock ring. I'm not into such things.
I've never even tried one on, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We just tried this with the,
The...
Right, the plate.
Yeah, the ball crusher plate.
So if the plate and did again, have something like that, though, this has at least an adjustment, right? I'm assuming that's...
Missing the whole plate part, but...
How?
Exactly, and that's exactly what we went through the plate. How exactly does this thing go on? Is there directions? Slip dick through here. Slip balls in there.
I'm sure we can figure it out.
And then it's got like little nubs.
Well, this has
got
to be.
It's stretchy, so like if we wanted to pop your balls in it, we could, but that's supposed to be the dick, I'm assuming.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah. That's. And then this.
Goes around the balls
right
underneath. Okay, I get it. And then these little nubs are supposed to be for my pleasure. I just don't want to.
I think we should try.
Ugh.
I'm on the side of it.
I hear you.
Gets my vote, because I've never even tried it.
Well, have fun with whatever, bitch.
The mannequin.
Yeah, you and the mannequin.
A couple more drinks. You know?
Get the drill, I need to make a hole. You fucking pervert. Next!
Next is a paddle. The... Heavy hitter paddle.
It's thin and slappy.
It's got to be stingy.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at me like you're going to hit me. This is the Dame crate. Oh. My crate. You should have seen him. He just, he goes, this is going to be stingy. I mean, and then,
yeah, what do you got for flesh? What's exposed?
And he just looks at me. That pause. And that like, so you ready? No, the fuck I'm not. Put on the handcuffs so I can beat you, sir. Yeah, I will hit you with it, and then you can tell us how it feels. Next up, we have lip balm. Just joking. CBD massage candle.
So this is...
It looks
massage,
like
massage, yeah. So drippy.
Uh-huh. Flavored or no? Good. Oh, yeah. It smells like something very familiar and delicious. It smells like magic. If you say strawberries, you're a goddamn liar.
No.
Does it say?
Probably.
It smells
good. Let me resort to my handbook.
It's so fucking good. Probably like an alcoholic beverage. And I'm like, fucking delicious. It has to say.
Candles.
Okay. It's like on the tip of my tongue familiar.
I don't think it says the, because they probably get a bunch of different ones. You know what I mean?
I could like put it on my nose as I sleep. It smells so good. I don't know. Let's see what it says underneath. Let's see. It's made with soy, jojoba oil, essential oil blend, but we don't know which ones.
Parallel candles.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It smells so good, though. It's probably an alcoholic beverage. Just like, There is a pin.
Eat me out.
Yeah. It's a sushi box. Not sushi. It's
Chinese food.
Chinese food box. And it says, eat me out. That's all I got to say about that. And there is candy. Airheads. I was watching a YouTube video where this lady, she bought a box. It was the surprise box again, and it was from the 80s, and so it had like the slap bracelets and things like that. Yeah, and it had Airheads in it. So apparently, Airheads are like from the 80s and 90s, and we don't even remember. Or what we do you remember. Mean? We remember, they just never went out of style. So we have Airheads. Is that a sticker? Is that a sticker? Is it a Kink Crate sticker? I think it's a sticker.
I think I have a sticker too.
Yeah, it's the same sticker.
Yep.
We got two stickers. I like stickers. Okay, gotta think of where to stick stickers. Okay. Is that another sticker? Another sticker. No, that's the postcard, right?
Right, and a postcard.
Alright. That is the Kink Crate.
That's the crate.
All right.
What do you like?
Oh, I like to tie you up and beat you with the toys.
I like the cuffs. I think the cuffs are my my favorite.
Well, let's put them on.
I didn't even think. I have fat wrists.
You do. I think they'll work, though.
Yeah?
Incredible Hulk.
Just fat wrists.
Anyway. Come on, let's go to the... I was about to call it the spank bench. To the table with all the toys.
To the torture table.
To the torture table! See, we don't need the stickers, the candies, or the books. We can put your cock ring on and I'll light wax and pour it on you.
Whoa, what?
It's my kink crate. I make all the decisions around here. All right. I guess we gotta take the tags off of things too, huh?
Probably.
All right. Let's get your cups on, sir. Do your hands in front of you or your hands behind your back? Because you can still punch me if your hands are in front.
Oh, they fit fine.
Oh, look, Incredible Hulk. They do fit fine.
Is he, like, known for big hands?
Yeah. Remember they make the Hulk, like, kids like to buy those Hulk hands? I was about to scream it's clobbering time, but I feel like that's somebody else.
It's definitely someone else.
Who is that?
The Thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you Incredible Thing. Okay, I can't get it into this eyelet, so we gotta go with eyelet number one.
Because I can't get an eyelet number two.
Yeah, I can get that right off.
You get it off if you try it hard enough?
I could get it off.
It's going to get you off. I'm not making sense. I'm just saying stuff. Okay.
See, I think your issue is this stuff.
It's got to go under. Ugh.
Yeah, I think you got that.
I'm learning how to work.
Hang on.
Handcuffs.
This one hanging from the bottom probably don't help.
Nothing helps because I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, I got it now. I'm in the handcuffing business. Call me Your Majesty. Mm-hmm. I'm into... Yes, no, seriously, call me Your
Majesty. What's this little part?
What's this little part, Your Majesty? That's just the...
It's a lock of some sort, right?
Is it, though? Or is it just to help get it through the eyelet?
No. I'm pretty sure you can put a lock through there so it can't be undone.
You're smart.
No, that's just the way it was made.
Well, you're also smart.
I didn't invent this.
You're just a smart person. So logical. So thinky. Well, don't break it.
I'm not going to break it.
Yeah, until you're just like, I wonder how
until
strong...
Until it breaks.
Exactly. Well, there goes our new toy. Can't break it until it's broken.
They feel right, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where are our eye goggles, eyelets?
Blindfold.
That one. Over
on
there.
The armchair.
Okay.
Chair of the arm. Arm of the chair.
Armadillo. Not on the arm of the chair.
In the box.
Oh, and the rope. The eyes and the rope were in the box. Alright, I am going to give you one eye.
Which one?
I don't know.
I got a good and a bad. I can't remember which is which, so.
Let's see. You got a good and a bad and no glasses on. How you feel?
It feels weird.
You're looking out of one eye.
Yeah.
I feel ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like a pirate.
Did I ever tell you the pirate joke?
No.
What's
sure
the pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You think it's the R, but it's the C. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great. And I'm the one with the dumb dad jokes.
You do have bad jokes.
No, I don't.
You do. I forget which... I can't even off the top of my head, but...
See?
Well, there's something. There's something to it. Okay. I don't have a rope plan, but we're going to have to make one up on the fly. What the fuck? This is not just a rope. Oh, it's a mouth. It's a mouth bite thingy. Oh, plot twist.
It's a
gag.
Gag. That's
it's a gag. Okay.
Is it?
Or it feel it. Feel that.
It's
feel
just
it.
Tied as one. Oh, it is.
I know. I don't think the paper said
that. I guess we should have read the directions. Huh? Read plot, your handbook.
Plot twist. How are you with gags in your mouth?
I.
Fuck around and find out. Fuck around and find out. Okay, we'll save the gag for last so you can.
But a rope gag? Could anyone else ever use that while it's soaked in my.
Well, I guess you just put it in the washing machine, right?
I guess. Can you wash it?
Well, it's cotton, so it's,
cotton.
It's like washing.
I guess,
a shirt.
Yeah.
Plot twist! That's. I like that. I like that. Again, I'm not good with gags either, so this is strictly a you thing.
I've never had one.
Well, we're about to do all the shit. Where am I applying this wax on your body?
I got a toe.
Let's wax those toes then. Put a gag in your mouth and wax your toes. You get ready, goddammit. This is about to be hot.
It's a massage one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I'll strip it on your arm and massage your arm. I don't understand how it could be a massage wax, because it's still wax.
Yeah, but it...
Does it, like, go into the
turns
skin?
Turns into an oil? I don't know how these things work.
Let's find out.
I wasn't that good in science class, okay?
I'm going to gag you. I'm going to smack your
gag
leg.
Gag me and massage me.
Yes! Yeah. I'm going to smack your leg with a paddle, and I'm going to massage oil into your feet so that they feel nice and lovely. Take that, motherfucker! While you watch with one eye. Right.
The ways this could all go, huh?
Some things are just ridiculous. Okay. Down to your feet. Oh, I need to put your gag on, huh? Well, let me light the candle. Come on, baby, light my fire. All right, the candle is lighted.
Well.
What?
My legs have hair on them.
I'm doing your feet have hair on them. It's going to rub in like oil.
We'll find out.
Or not. I'll just put the gag in your mouth so you can shut the fuck up.
Or this whole carpet's about to be on fire.
No! Put the gag in your mouth so you can shut the fuck up while I rub your feet to death. All right, let's do some tester slaps.
Already.
What is this called? The slappy doodles?
The heavy hitter.
The heavy hitter. How's it feel? I don't like it. I just hit myself.
It's stingy.
Fuck this shit. I'm going to hit you with it. Because this is my box. Wait, let me... You got to pull your pants down so I can stick this thing on you.
Why don't we save that one for later?
Because I don't want to be fucked with it.
You don't?
No. I don't
know... For the sake of science?
Why I have a thing against sex toys, but I do, and I don't know why.
In a room full of sex toys.
This is a room full of play toys.
Sex weaponry.
That may turn us on and cause us to have sex. This is like, it's got little nodules on it, so they may rub against you or something.
And why is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a lot of sex toy experience, so...
And me either.
So there you have it, so I judge.
So why not let's, like...
If we link up with them, maybe we'll get a sex toy kink crate, and that'll be our new toy, and we can try that, and we can learn to explore the world of sex toys together.
I mean, we could start with that right there.
Ugh. Sure. Sounds fun. So excited to go on this venture with you with nodules.
Maybe.
Because.
And if it don't work, it don't work. And then we could say, whoop, that don't work.
Because it's either going to, like, hurt because you're going to be, like, banging at me with the nodules and they're going to hurt. Or you're going to, like, start trying to fuck in some weird way. And like, are you feeling my nodules, baby? And it's just going to be weird. This is why I don't.
I don't see that last situation. I can't think of a way that would play out.
Well,
I got way too much shame in my life for that to happen.
Well, okay.
That type of gyrating motion, I can't do.
While screaming, are you feeling my nodules, baby? Right. Just none of that. Put your mouth gag in, sir. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you gotta, like, make nay noises or something if you don't like it and you need me to take it out of your face.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mouth gag is in with the one-eyed patch. Do we got everything? We're not doing the balls. And I am going to smack you and drip candle wax on your feet. Can I get both feet, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shush! Or I'll close your other eye.
Oh.
Hey, do I need to bind your feet, sir? This is my crate. That was the lightest tap. Maybe that's why it's called the... He just turned his back on me. Shut up, I'm gonna massage your feet. They're gonna smell so good because this wax smells delicious. You're welcome. Let me rub your calves after they got hit with a heavy hitter. Come here. It smells so good. It smells so good. I like massage oil candles. I did not know. Okay, that's it. That's it. I might do it again, though. All right, that was a quick little kink crate exploration. Let's get your mouth gag off. There you go. There you go, my one-eyed Joe. I love you. All right. What'd you think?
You hit the same fucking spot like 15 times in a row.
Well.
As I had clearly said.
Says the guy who gets the toy and comes at me with a running start. Yeah.
Yep, that's fucking stingy.
Yeah.
That stuff does smell amazing,
it
though.
It does.
And it doesn't go on burning hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's you saying it. We would need to see if I think it's burning hot to see if it's officially not.
But it turns out massage-y, right?
It does! Oily. And that's amazing! Yeah. I thought that was super duper cool. You didn't need your hand restraints because you kicked me instead?
Oh, and I was thinking with ease, a lock would prevent me from undoing them.
Gotcha.
So if you had a little padlock right in there,
you're not able to undo them yourself because you would need the key.
Right.
Okay.
I see. If it came down to that type of
violence.
Yeah. It's also good if you die while I'm restrained. I still have an escape option.
It would not be good if I died while you were restrained and I have the key somewhere.
No, that's what I'm saying. It'd be good to not have the key in there. Like, because if you're dead, I don't want to die with you. There, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I just walked in and she was this way.
So, overall?
I like it. I initially, honestly, thought that it was too beginnerish.
Right.
But it's fun.
I think with a good imagination and a positive attitude, you can make it happen, right?
Yeah, because I thought the rope was like a little...
Just a rope?
Yeah.
Right, that is pretty cool. I do like that.
That's amazing. Because I was like, why is it looped like this? How am I supposed to undo this? And then I was fine, I'll start from the other end. And then I undid it. I was like, wait, holy fuck.
I've officially been gagged.
Yeah, you have.
I can see the drool thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Seen it in porn. Never, you know?
Yeah. Other reasons I'm not into gags. But that is...
I had to, like,
tilt back. Yeah. But maybe that's good. It's also... The cotton is good. Because maybe it's a little bit more absorbent than having a fucking silicone ball in your mouth. There's no... catching any slippage there.
Well, I think that's half the idea with the silicone ball, right?
I could go with that.
Make a fucking mess.
I'm not... not my style.
I like the visual appeal of it.
You also want me to throw up on your dick.
Whatever.
So you're just weird. I like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm curious where it goes from here, too.
Yeah. So, if we do link up with Kink Crate and that all works as it's supposed to, we should have a duplicate box on standby. And they redid their website. So, one website we had communicated and everything, and then they shut down that website and opened up their... open it back up or open it under a new domain or whatever, something like that.
Updated it.
So the communication kind of got lost along the way, so we need to re-engage. And if we re-engage and all works out as it should, then they have another Kink Crate on standby that we get to give to one of our listeners. So we'll re-engage, find out more about that, and hopefully we'll have something to you soon.
Is it the same one?
The exact same one.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So we could put that on kinkyintroverts.com.
Yeah, how does that get determined?
We're going to make it up as we go once we find out more information.
Okay.
But we'll put that out there on kinkyintroverts.com. We'll put a tab called affiliate or something out there.
Okay.
So look for a tab that has something to do with other people. And we'll have information out there, and we hope to get this to somebody because it's a lot cooler than I initially thought it was going to be. I'll be honest about that. I thought the paddle was like a little too thin, but I like it.
It's got it fucking does the trick.
I like it.
Of course, both of us hate Stingy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they do a Thuddy Crate.
I don't know. Yeah, and then
brass knuckles and shanks.
Yes. So I am absolutely delighted and surprised by the rope and the paddle because they are not what I thought they were going to be, and they're awesome. All right, you got anything else?
I think that's it. I like it as a whole. Everything
Definitely.
Is good. You know, it was good kind of surprise to open up and just a mystery and... figuring it all out. Obviously, we just did a little
demo,
fucking 2-minute scene here with it, but I think it can go up on the wall and be used.
Yeah,
you know,
because I could definitely hands behind your back and beat the fuck out of you with that paddle all
this
over.
This can fucking,
and if he breaks the cuffs, I run. That's how that shit's gonna work. But I could definitely cuff you and beat the fuck out of you with that paddle. With the gagging while screaming for you to shut the fuck up. And then as soon as the cuffs break, I run. Yeah.
And this opens up some stuff for our game. Our,
Spin the bottle?
No.
Which one?
Our cards.
In what sense?
What's our card game called?
Layered Kinks?
Layered Kinks!
I don't know that one!
You know? I think just with... it provides different opportunities for us to be able to use them in there.
Yeah.
Different things than we're used to, you know? And if you're routinely getting these boxes, I think it
got a lot compounds more play it. With.
You start, the imagination runs wild kind of thing.
Yeah. Speaking of layered kinks, we had our last round where we had you guys pick the Layered Kings cards. The problem with that was we didn't have enough time to plan. So instead of going for the 2 weeks in the middle of the month and then pulling the cards on a Friday and playing on a Saturday or whatever, we're going to do the cards the first 2 weeks of the month. So if you guys could get your cards into us now until the end of next week, that gives us 2 weeks to gather all the cards, sit down, and narrow it down, and then actually build a good scene, because we rushed the last one. It went so fast. It could have been so much better than what it was. So let's start early on this one.
Are we doing it again?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the one that we messed up?
Yeah, I know we talked about it.
Yeah, we're going to do that on Patreon. We just, this weekend didn't end up being the weekend we thought it was going to be, but we're going to redo it, and we'll do it on Patreon. So if you want to catch that one, go on Patreon, become a patron for, what, $1 a month?
Yeah.
But bonus episodes.
It's not much.
But bonus episodes are tricky because you would have to know what episode we're on to be able to jump into it, because at the $1 a month, do you even get a bonus episode? Yeah. At $1 a month, you get one bonus episode a month. At $5, you get one every other week. Am I saying this right?
I don't know. I would just say go to our website and see the layers.
Yeah,
the
levels. I don't know if I remember. You can find it on Fet Life, too. It's written on there as well. Yeah. But, yeah.
Check it out.
All right. That is it. That is all. Bye.
Bye.
You like that, don't you?
I do. Okay, one last one.
Oh. Ah! Smoke! I'm gonna punch you in the balls later.